Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B. You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B, or its affiliates.
And now, the wondrous world of...
Hey, come to Los Angeles. You and your family can have peace and tranquility. Enjoy a fine day.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
How to survive in South Central? A place where busting the gap is fundamental. No, you can't find the shit in a handbook. Take a close look at a rap crook. Rule number one, get yourself a gun, a nine in your ass to be fine. Keep it in your glove compartment, cause jackers up. They love to start shit. Now if you're white, you can trust the police. But if you're black, they ain't nothing but beef. Watch out for the kill. Don't make a false move and keep your hands on the steering wheel. And don't get smart. Answer all questions. And that's your first lesson on staying alive in South Central Kid. That's how you survive.
Hi, this is Elizabeth. Are you enjoying your stay in South Central?
Welcome to DC, black and white, no gray zone. And you know I love this song, so I gotta keep it pumping till it plays out in the background. Flow, you still hear it. It's a vibe, it's flow. When that music hits, oh man, I'm turned up. Okay, so the phone number to call in would be 323-642-1757. Or you can just listen online. Okay, so first of all, I want to start out with an RIP. It's Chadwick Boseman, Black Panther. I want to say something about him, about the movie that people may or may not know about. I feel like non-black people don't know this. But obviously the Black Panther was a black American group back in the 60s and the 70s. It was basically a response to the Ku Klux Klan and all the racism that went on here in America towards black people. And, you know, they were just like Malcolm X, you know what I mean? Like, if you slap me, I'm going to punch you. You stab me, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to shoot you. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't take no shit from anybody. That was the way they were. I kind of feel like, I swear to God, when that movie, The Black Panther, came out, I feel like it could have been the biggest load of crap, but I think it still would have been. I forget if it's one of the top five grossing movies of all time. I could be wrong, but I think it's number five. I'll look that up in a minute. Or if one of my peeps wants to look that up for me, I'm really curious. I think it's number five that I saw on the list. But yeah, I'm going to put this music a little bit lower. I love that. God, I love How to Survive South Central. Just the way, you know, when you grew up in LA. Anyway. I feel like the movie made money just off the title alone. Because black people went crazy. To the point where, and this is like stuff that I think white people may not know. Black people were renting out movie theaters. Like they were coming in full on suits and zoot suits and you know, dresses and headdresses. I mean, it was insane. You would have thought it was like a celebration of black. You know what I mean? And it was on a white level, yes, it's a black hero, first movie ever made. He's a lead. More than likely a whole black cast. This is Los Angeles. You know, on a white level, but on a black level, I felt like it was like on the low, where white people didn't know. I felt like it was a thing where it was like we're celebrating black supremacy. That's the way I kind of felt about it. Not that it's ever been talked about it, but it felt that way. Now, mind you, we're living in a country where white men can march down the streets where Jews will not replace us with tiki torches and Vaseline. Okay, we can be in a situation where if you go downtown LA at any moment of time, you'll have skinheads or Ku Klux Klan members marching. You know what I mean? And that's legal. So to me, I say fair game. Anything is afoot. Anything is fair. Because I feel like there are just certain groups in this society that should not be able to get a permit to march, permit to do a rally. And it's groups like, and I'll even throw the Black Panthers in on that. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you should allow Ku Klux Klan. I don't think you should allow skinheads. I don't think you should allow the Black Panthers. I don't think you should allow any group that their message is divisive, especially in 2020, where we're at with transgenders and homosexuals and everything else that we, you know, that have come up and in a way they're still pushing to get their own equal rights and not be biased, you know, treated biasly, I should say. I don't know. It just seems really. I understand freedom of speech. I get it. You know what I mean? It's what's allowing me to do what I do right here. But I'm not on here saying I hate all, like, 2-year-olds or, you know, I kick dogs or, you know, I set fires to things. I just can't help myself. I don't know. There has to be some. I know everyone that has the same brain is understanding exactly where I'm coming from. It's weird. It's odd. But this is what goes on in this country. And then we're wondering why we're so fucked up. Or, yeah. But, c'est la vie. All right. But I did want to say RIP to Chadwick Boseman. That dude was a badass. And let me tell you why. I didn't really watch any of his other movies. I watched him in the MCU as the Black Panther. And what really kind of got me by surprise was he got diagnosed 4 years ago. And he was doing the first Black Panther movie. So throughout the first Black Panther movie and a couple of movies that followed that, he was sick. He was getting surgeries. He was losing weight, gaining weight. That's amazing to me how hard he had to work to get back to where he was physically. And by the way, he wasn't a big dude at all. Filled him out. You know what I'm saying? He's a thin guy. But he tried to put a little bit of muscle on. If you should ever see him without his shirt on, he's not like Thor. You know what I'm saying? Thor works out. That dude works out crazy. Like, what's his name? You know Thor. I forget his real name. Doesn't matter. I just say Thor. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so this is what I want to talk about my first few minutes. Sony, okay? Where do I even get started with this? Okay, so Sony, I'm gonna bring it back to a conversation I had a few weeks back, and it was about the situation of, you know, whenever I'm doing the show, I always leave the TV on, right? But I get distracted. I get distracted. And whether it's politics or ridiculousness, it doesn't matter. I get distracted by what's on TV. And so I'm focusing. I inadvertently leave it on. I don't mean to do it. But anyway, it's off now. So now you're getting 100 DC black and white, no gray zone. Okay. Sony, I want to talk. There's a few things I want to talk about. Sony, and I want to talk about Mulan. In fact, I have a page up. I want to bring that up right now. Okay, so Disney, and I don't know much about the Mulan franchise. Okay, I didn't see I guess it's an animated movie at first, and then they want to do a live action movie, which just came out. So first I'll talk about, I'll talk about the Mulan first, because this kind of affects me more. But I will tie in the Sony stuff in a second. And I'm only giving everyone this information because everyone needs to know. And if you know anyone that doesn't know, pass it on. Because companies like Disney, they have your hand in your pocket 24/7. And when they have to take it out of your pocket for 1 second of those 24 hours, they're complaining that they're not getting what they're supposed to get from you. It's truly amazing how greedy Disney is. Now, I'm not mad at a company that can, you know, bring in billions, trillions of dollars. I'm not mad at that. That's not what I'm tripping about. What I am saying is this. I'll start with the Mulan thing. So Mulan was a cartoon movie first. And if I'm wrong, somebody can call it. But I dabbled a little bit to try to find some facts into this Mulan thing. It really affects me. This live-action movie came out, and Disney, who owns Mulan, made Mulan, and I think the budget for it was $200 million, by the way. $200 million. And mind you, that's not a big deal, because usually, I mean, like, they'll throw $200 million into an MCU movie, like, you know, Thor or Captain America. Captain America or Iron Man or the Avengers. That's how much those movies usually cost. Anywhere from 150, well, I say 130 to about 200 million each time they make a movie. But they don't care about spending their money because when it comes out in the theater, man, people, I'm one of those people. I'll go, if it's a good movie, I'll see it 3-4 times in the movie theater. Just because I love the, you know, when you sit there, you see the giant screen, you got the sound effect going on, you got the surround sound. It's an experience. I don't necessarily care for the people. I'd rather sit in a theater all by myself. And it has nothing to do with COVID. It has to do with people being annoying. They talk. Every time something's funny, they're laughing. I just want to walk around and slap everybody in the back of the head and say, shut the hell up. You know what I mean? I mean, and I have, I just remember one situation. I don't even know if I want to tell this one on the air. Maybe in a few months, I'll tell you guys, there's a story about I was with my daughter and her mother at the movie theater at the Staples Center. And it turned into something. But anyway, for another day. I don't want to get off track. It's a really good story, though. So Mulan, Disney felt like they were going to put Mulan out in a theater and also on video on, I'm sorry, not on video on, man, my bad, on their Disney Plus channel. Okay. Now, mind you, you already have to pay a monthly fee for the Disney channel. Okay. On top of it, Disney said, well, if you want to see this movie at home, we're not going to put it up on our service, i.e., like Netflix does. I mean, if every time Netflix threw a new movie up there, they would throw in a $30 charge on top of what they're charging monthly, everybody would be screaming bloody murder. They'd be like, what the hell? What is this? Hell no, I'm not paying that. Well, listen to what happened. They put the goddamn movie up there for $29.99. I mean, why not just say an even $30, first of all? You know what I'm saying? You're not making me think it's $29 because you have 1 cent off from $30. $30. This is what they're saying per household people would pay. And by the way, I still don't understand. I still don't know for sure if when you keep the movie, when you buy it, first of all, right, they say you can watch it as much as you want, as many times you want, blah, blah, blah. But what happens if you stop your service? Do you get to keep the movie? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's the movie? I would think it disappears because if they close your account, then now you done paid for a movie that you don't get to see as much as you want to. But that's what you were promised initially. So think about that for a second, right? The other thing is if you go on to Disney Plus, God, you know, I can't stand the smell of onions. I just went so far left. Somebody's cooking something with onions, and it's so gross. I have to say it just because I have to say it. Anyway, that's how I do on DC, black and white, no gray zone. I hate onions, by the way. You know, when people tell me, they say, and I'm going to go on a little thing on onions here real quick, but people, I say, I hate onions. They go, well, what about grilled onions? Okay, now listen to this, right? I hate when people say that. What about grilled onions? What did I just say? Didn't I say I don't like onions? If I told you I don't give, how do I say this? Damn. I think, yeah, this statement would be okay. Now I'm thinking about it. Okay. So if I said, I don't suck dick. Here you go. What about white dick? Wait, what did I just say? I don't suck dick. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like onions. I don't understand most people to do that. I don't understand it, and I'm not one of those people, but that's a question I'm asked consistently about the goddamn onion thing, and I don't really understand it. What about this? What about that? What did I just say? Onions and muscle? You know what I mean? Anyway. So anyway, getting back to this Mulan thing. Yes, I went on my little tirade of my onions, and that's how we do. But so my big thing was, that's a lot of money. $30 is a lot of money to pay for one movie. Okay, even if you have four people, it's a lot to ask a family to pay. But if you have like maybe a wife and a husband that both work, a couple of kids at the house, maybe it's worth $30. You know what I mean? I get it. Well, guess what happened? I was screaming about this before. I said it's a horrible idea. And look, I got some numbers to read to you. Listen to this. Mulan is a 2020 American. I'm sorry. I didn't want to go into a whole, like, describing what it is. Anyway, the box office so far $37.6 million. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, right? If any of us have that money in our account, in our bank account, we're happy. We're good for life, right? When you spend $200 million and you get back $38 million, I mean, it's considered a massive failure. I don't even know if there's a bigger adjective I can use than massive, but it's considered to be a massive failure. Now, this is what did Disney did was they stretched their own penis around and stuck it up their own butthole. That's what they did. 100%. All they had to do was, if you want to put the movie out in theaters, okay, that's fine. Worldwide, you want, okay, I get that. But if you want people to really buy something, be reasonable. What is it about Disney where they just, I mean, okay, let's take a step back. Let's take a step back and look at what Disney really is, okay? Because I've been to Disneyland, living in California. I've been to Disneyland a few times. I got a daughter. I raised her. My daughter punched me in my eye at Disneyland. Quick story. Anybody ever been to the Roger Rabbit ride? You know, the yellow cars go around and got these sounds where Roger Rabbit, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, I did that. I'm home with my daughter. She's probably, I'll say she's like 19 months, maybe 2 years. But, you know, I'm holding her because she's tired from walking all day. And plus, you know, if daddy's around, why not have daddy carry me? Because I know I got his big ass wrapped around my pinky. I'll have to be with the fingers and they go up and they're like, okay, come here. So anyway, I'm holding her. And I didn't know that there was a giant speaker right behind me hung up on the wall. And I'm 6'3". So the speaker's probably about like 8 feet off the bottom of the floor. Well, when you're in line, they have all the sounds from the Roger Rabbit movie. And the, you know, and all that. Man, this sound went off right behind me. My daughter swung around, popped me in my eye with her fist. I swear, I have never thought about violence to a child before in my life. And all in that 1 second before I handed her off to her mom, I was like, you're going to catch a receipt for that. Don't nobody get one on me and I'll serve one back. I mean, what? Nobody gets freebies on me like that. Man, she just called out. Boom in my eye. And by the way, yes, her little hand is a little, you know, it's a tiny little baby hand. But because she was scared, she swung around with the vigor. Now, mind you, an eyeball isn't built to take a punch. We don't sit here and, you know, we're not lifting weights with our eyeballs. You know what I mean? We can't build muscle there. When she popped me, man, it felt like somebody literally just took a finger and thumped me right in my eyeball. Can you imagine how much that would hurt? Somebody just right next to your eye, bing, right there, and just popped you with it, thumped you. It was so painful. I said, and I took her, and I said, take your daughter. And I'm gritting my teeth, right? I had to walk away. like 60 feet away from my daughter and be like, okay, you love her. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you love her. I had to keep repeating, I love my baby, I love my baby, I love my baby, because I swear to God, I was like, you know, I was about to go get some boxing gloves and put her on the floor and be like, all right, we got to go. We got to go a couple of rounds now. You know what I mean? But anyway, Disney is greedy as fuck. And let me explain what I mean by that. They have Disney World. They have Disneyland. And I've been to Disney World with my daughter also, right? And they grease you down there. I don't know if anyone listening has ever been, but if you go to Disney World, and you think going down there with anything less than, depending on how many people you're taking, but I'm just saying, if you're taking you and your child, you're going to be on a budget if you take $1,000. You feel me? Now, I don't know about you, but when I go on vacation, I don't like to be on a budget. I don't go on vacation every other month. So if I'm going to go on a vacation, I want to splurge. I want to have fun. I don't want to worry about, can I spend this? Or how much do I have left? No. So I say set yourself up for a vacay before you go on a vacay. You know what I'm saying? It really is magnificent how much money you could drop at Disney World. I mean, just on food alone, right? One meal for the three of us. Let's see, three different meals. Easy. You could spend $45. I say anywhere from like $35 to $45. I'm talking about maybe a burger, fries, and a drink. You know what I'm saying? Nothing extravagant, you know? the same food that we're paying like $15 to $20 for there, we could get, you know, at McDonald's for like 10 or, you know, 7 or something like that. It's amazing. It really is amazing how everything is. And I'm not complaining, by the way. I'm just explaining. There's a difference. Because I need everyone to really take a step back, look at the whole Disney franchise, and understand they are not hurting for cash. These people are probably, I mean, if I ran up a list of what companies are I would have to say Disney is top 10. Of all time. I mean, I would assume they have to be. I mean, the markup is crazy on everything. The amount of people that they used to have at Disneyland and Disney World on a daily basis, can you imagine what the profit is for one day? Not even talking about a whole year, 365 days. Just one day. So now, we're in a pandemic. And they want to go into this whole thing where they want to charge $30 for a movie. Well, guess what? That didn't swing well at all. It did not flow good, and it was a huge, fat failure. Now, this is where I said it affects me. Okay? MCU movies, you know, Avengers, you know, stuff like that, that's all owned by Disney. And Disney was trying to use Mulan as a test to see what they could do, what they could put out, what would work financially for them, right? I understand them wanting to get their money back. I get that, 100%. But you can't do it on the behest of the families that are struggling, where they're losing their jobs. We're in a pandemic. People don't have the money that they usually have on a regular basis. And you come out and say, "Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. This is a perfect example. The Rock, right? The Rock, the wrestler, Dwayne Johnson. Okay, Dwayne." Has his own gym at his house, obviously, right? This dude's working out like a madman because now he's home every day. He's not doing anything, but just working out. So now he's looking like, Jesus Christ, like a bodybuilder now. And it's ridiculous. I don't even want that type of muscle. I like muscle, but I don't want that type of muscle. That's 100%. Okay. But you know what Dwayne said? Dwayne said he wouldn't post any more workout videos until the pandemic was over because he understood the majority of Americans cannot work out anymore because all the gyms are closed. But yes, we can go outside, we can run, we can ride bikes, you can swim in a pool, possibly, depending on where you are. But the whole point is you don't have access to the modern technologies of a gym in 2020. And that takes, I don't want to say it's empathy, but it takes class. I'll say it takes class. That's the way I feel. For him to even think like that, that's cool as fuck. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at it. As far as Disney goes, I feel like Disney says, we don't care if you don't have jobs. We don't care about the pandemic. We don't care. We still want our, you know, 10% of your total monthly income. You know what I mean? Like, for real, it's crazy. So anyway, that failed, right? So now I want to move over to Sony. They own Spider-Man, along with Marvel, but they own Spider-Man in a certain way. Like, they can do Spider-Man, Venom, Carnage, Morbius. I'm trying to think of other guys. Spider-Woman. And the Spider-Verse movie, that cartoon movie, that was really good, by the way. If no one, I swear, you don't even have to be a fan of superhero movies to enjoy this Spider-Verse. I thought it was stupid. It looked like something I didn't want to watch. And I watched cartoon movies. But when I saw it, it blew my mind. It was really a damn good movie as far as script goes. That's what I demand. I always feel like script first. I don't want to see just a bunch of people doing superpowers. You have to have a good script. Writing has to be on point. If writing is not on point, I don't want to watch it. That's the way I feel. Okay? All right. So Sony owns Spider-Man, right? And they're doing Spider-Man 3 coming up. This is where he's just been outed by Mysterio, and gave up. He said Peter Parker is Spider-Man, and in the movie with him going, "What the?" You know, and that's it. With his hands on his face, almost like the kid from Home Alone. It was like, "Ah!" And his hands, but it was almost like that. And then they fade to black, right? Okay. So now Sony made a statement. Listen to this, right? Sony is watching what happened with Mulan, and this was their response. As reported by Deadline, Sony announced yesterday that the third Spider-Man movie in Tom Holland's series of films, which remains untitled, has been delayed. Instead of its original date, which was July 16th of next year, it will now hit cinemas, and it's saying in November of next year, which to me is BS. There was a statement that they made. Where was it? I don't want to talk about the Mulan thing. Okay. Okay, here we go. So Sony made a statement that they would no longer put out any movies with budgets of $200 million to come back with, you know, a box office of $38 million. In which I understand that. Again, I get the math of it. I understand. But I feel like these companies, when I say these companies, I'm talking Disney, I'm talking Sony, and I'm talking any other massive conglomerate out there that's usually, you know, just raking in the cash. It's really, to me, it's a crazy, crazy thing that they haven't learned that they need to adjust. They need to adjust. Things are not going back the way they used to be. You know what I'm saying? Where you have like 200 people sitting in a movie theater on opening night on a Friday or Thursday night. It's not going back to that. Okay? Until there's a... And by the way, I don't think we're anywhere close to a vaccine, COVID-19. Okay? So even if... I'm a moviegoer. Okay? I love going to movies. It's one of my favorite pastimes. I used to do it with my dad and just give me great memories of my father. He's dead now. But it just gives me great memories of me, he and I sitting there trading theories on what's going on in the movie, who could figure it out before the end of the movie. You know what I mean? We used to do that, a little game we played. And, you know, I tell you this one thing. So I was watching The Sixth Sense with my dad. My dad was a big dude, like 300 pounds plus, right? So we would always sit with a chair between us, right? But, we would lean over the chair and talk. Because if we sat next to each other, I got big shoulders, anybody see me? I mean, I can't sit next to somebody that's wide. You know what I'm saying? My dad, man, his belly, woo, was crazy. Anyway, I leaned over to him, and this was in the scene where Bruce Willis had come and was sitting with the mother in the living room, and they were both in silence waiting for the son to come home. And wait a minute, was that the scene? Yes, it was that thing. Because I leaned over to my dad, and the thing that made me think this was, I was like, why isn't she talking to Bruce Willis? I thought it was just kind of odd. You know what I'm saying? And I leaned over to my dad and I said, what you think? You think Bruce Willis is dead in this movie? And he looked at me and said, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. You know, so we watched the whole movie and that was all, you know, man. I kind of didn't like it because I figured it out. You know what I mean? Like, I was a little bit mad, but it was a great premise. It really was. And if you go back and watch it from the beginning and now you look at it, in the way it's supposed to be seen, you see certain things. But anyway, so things are not going back to the way they used to be, not for a while. I've been saying for a whole year from now, I mean, I think things are still going to be messed up. Okay, so I have something written down, and I just don't understand why these big companies haven't learned to adjust. It's almost like they see greed, they see the money, and they see people are bored and at home, and they still feel like they're just going to keep trying to bleed you dry. It's like if I punch a wall right now and expect a tomato juice to come out of it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Jesus, man. When are you going to learn? How about you become reasonable? And because this is the issue where it connects with me. They have this Black Widow movie coming out. And Disney said they were kind of using Mulan to see what they were going to do with Black Widow, which is an MCU movie, you know, an Avengers movie, basically. Well, I'm not really crazed about seeing it. Yes, I'll watch it, but it's not one of my favorites where I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait for this to come out. You know what I mean? Like when Infinity Wars came out, I was jazzed. Endgame, I was jazzed also because, you know, it's a two-part movie basically. But Black Widow, you know, I'll watch it for sure, no doubt, but I'm not excited about it. Now, Marvel is doing certain shows, and they're putting them on Disney Plus. Because I'm a Verizon customer, I've gotten Disney Plus for a year free, right? Well, I mean, when did it start? Like in February? That's when the pandemic started. So everything's been backed off. I haven't seen any new content. Yes, I have access to all the movies and everything else, but guess what? All the movies I wanted, I have them anyway. You know what I mean? If I really wanted to watch them, I just pull them out of my drawer and watch it, you know? Anyway, it kind of makes me feel like I don't know what they're going to do with Black Widow. And I'm not really concerned about Black Widow per se. I'm more concerned about every other movie. Yeah. I'm sorry, Jesus. But I do want to see. Yeah. Somebody might laugh at me now because I'm going to chug some water. Because you cannot, while you're on the radio, you cannot be hiccuping through the show. Okay. So I'm a little bit concerned. as to what's going to happen in the future with my superhero movies. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit concerned as a fan. I hope that Disney reassesses what they've been doing, and they see that it's wrong what they're doing, and maybe they shouldn't think that they're going to, you know, get back five times what they make on a movie, and maybe they might be okay with making back $100 million on a movie during the pandemic, is what I'm saying. See, they're used to spending $200 million, and they get back a billion easy on a good MCU movie, easy money. But I'm saying, with people not going to the theaters, and things being put on video on demand, pay-per-view, and streaming services, you may not be able to bank that type of money anymore. So how about you accept it, figure it out, and do something new? How about that? Jesus, really? And I'm done. Moving on to me talking about what I feel my entire audience loves to hear me talk about. Politics. All right. So this is my theory. They're saying that Joe Biden is definitely going to he's up, like consistent. Unlike Hillary, you know, she was up and down in 2016. They're saying Joe is up consistent. But I don't want to get cocky at all because, you know, I was one of those people that when Hillary was going against Douchebag, I was like, there's no way Douchebag's going to win. Hillary's going to win. Like, whatever. It's done. It's a lock. You know what I mean? Man, was I surprised. How many stupid people we have in this country. It amazes me. And I'm not saying everyone is stupid that voted for Trump. What I am saying is, I understand some people voted for him because of their financial situations. I get that. However it affects you, you're going to vote for yourself financially. I get that. I don't have a problem with it. But we have some really stupid people, like poor people in this country, that voted for Trump. Since when have you ever seen Trump be anything good to the poor people? Please. Do you see him putting up new buildings in the trailer parks, in the ghettos, in the slums? Do you see him doing anything in America to make anything better? And I'm not mad at him for it. I'm just saying, see him for who he is before him being president, okay? He was a scumbag before, but we all knew he was a scumbag. That's why I was 100% sure there's no way he was going to win. But you know what Trump figured out? Trump figured out how he can get stupid people to follow him because he's stupid and understands what stupid people want / need. Powerful statement of Moz. There's some movie, like kids movie, where somebody's playing a flute and they march out of the mice down the street. I forget, was it the Pied Piper or something? I'm not up on that Cornish, Cornish stuff. That's not my style. But anyway, you understand where I'm coming from. You got to know your crowd, and you got to know what you want to give. What irritates me is this man gives out what was it, $1,200, $1,300? I forget how much it was. And everybody's supposed to be suckling at his nipple now. He thinks Americans are so stupid that he can give everybody $1,200 for the pandemic that he basically brought to America, that he let run rampant in America. Because remember, he wasn't buying into any of this stuff. You know what I mean? It's not his thing. You have to remember, his deal was he really didn't believe that any of this stuff is real before, but like the pandemic, he didn't believe it was real. So he was making crazy statements that I just don't even understand. Like, remember when he told people to drink, was it Lysol? I mean, this is our president. Really? Drink Lysol? Oh, my God. Can you imagine? And you know there's some stupid people in this country that went and did that. I forget what it was that they told people to drink. I'm just like, man, if you really are listening to him talk about what you should do, you should walk yourself right into an insane asylum and say, I'm really a messed up person. For real. No jokey jokes. No bravado. I'm serious. You're mentally not right. If you listen to that man and you do anything he tells you to do, would you go to a nut house, pick the craziest person out, and go, what do you think I should do with my life fortune? I think you should burn it in a pile of fire. Rightio. Good idea, bro. I mean, come on. It's just, man, this is killing me. This country, man. It's just, and by the way, Republicans 25 years ago used to be the party that believed in morality, marriage. They were against crime, rape, assault, non-payment of workers, trust in the government. Sure, pump the brakes, right? Let's go through those real quick. Morality, I don't think that's a word that anybody would put in the same sentence with Trump. Okay? Marriage. Isn't this man on his third marriage? Right? Third, right? Okay. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying it's totally against the Christian belief of marrying a woman and sticking it out to death do you part. That's what I seem to remember the vows are. Against crime. And I listed rape, assault, non-payment of workers. These are all things. Okay? Let's go by it. Rape. I think he has about 12 different rape cases in court right now, currently. I don't even think he's ever, maybe we have had a president in court for rape or assault. But, I mean, maybe it's just one person. You know what I mean? This dude, a dozen women? It's crazy. And nobody thinks it's a big deal. Nobody says anything about it. It's Trump. We've become so, it's like a woman, if you beat her every night, you know, by like 5 years in, she's like, is it time for my nightly ass whooping? You know what I mean? Like, I mean, she ain't even looking to have a normal life at that point because she's so used to getting her ass whooped. It's crazy. Non-payment of workers. Trump is known for having construction workers build his properties, and then he'll find a reason as to why they didn't do the job up to par, and he doesn't pay them. Now, what happens is the small companies can't afford to take him to court because you know what he screams, take me to court. He'll tell you real quick, take me to court, because he has the money to fight you forever in court. Where these small companies don't have that money, right? It's just, it's like if I'm a grown dude and I walk up to a six-year-old and I take the lollipop. I'm like, what you going to do? You going to fight me for it or you just want to give it to me? He's such a bully in so many different ways that I can't even explain it, man. He's just such a horrible person. And by the way, now he has his stupid people not trusting in the government. Since when did a president ever talk about the FBI or the CIA? Explain that to me. We don't have that. Not in this country. It's an unwritten rule. The president does not mention the CIA, the FBI, at least in a negative light. This dude, if you don't kiss his ass, if you're not on his team, if you don't tell him you're the most handsome, you're the tallest, you're the thinnest, you're the smartest guy I've ever met. You don't tell him that, you're on the shit list. It's crazy. And my question is, for real, what black people are American, are Republicans at this point? I mean, I'm really blown away by this. Because I see some black people that are Republicans, and I just think to myself, well, hell, I might as well sign up to be in the Ku Klux Klan real soon. You know? A line of black dudes just waiting to get into the Ku Klux Klan. It's the who does that? What is it about your world and about yourself that you hate so much that you would join a group that literally screams, we don't give two shits about you because of your color, of your skin? Really. Amazing. Now Republicans are the party of the stupid and the moronic. You know, in life, we all progress to become better. Very rarely do we look back in the past and say, man, I wish things were like that. Fact is, progression comes from progression and experience. Yet, Republicans want to stay stuck on stupid. If you think about what they've been saying about what they say about make America great again, or keep America great again. I saw a lady the other day, I bullshit you not, 2 days ago. Her T-shirt said, my God is Jesus and my president is Trump. Oh, my God, I swear. Sometimes people, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, I really do believe we should be testing people's IQ before they vote. And the level of their intelligence will be the percentage of their vote. So if you have a stupid person, you get, say 10% of a vote, right? But I would much rather have a smart person who's racist influence the election more so than having somebody that's stuck on stupid, never looking to progress, never even thinking about inclusion in a country that is not just white. This country is full of different cultures. So if you're really thinking like that, you're really, really, really behind the game. It really is amazing. I was trying to find, there were some Trump comments that I made. And I'm trying to remember where the hell I put them because it was so hard for me to find them. I made good notes, and it was about all the stupid things he had said. It really was. It was about all the dopey things that he said, and I had it by dates, you know. And I'm a little bit irritated that I couldn't find it. Man, okay. Because, okay, on my last show, I did Trump impressions. And my friends, they told me they really thought it was good. And I left off. But I just couldn't find it. I know I still have it. I just have to look through stuff, and I didn't have time. This show was anyway. So I won't even go there because there's so much more I could say about that. But I wanted to talk about my family. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Ah, ha, ha. Perfect. Oh, you're a gem. Your gym. Oh, my God. Yes. Where did I have this? Yes. Awesome. Okay. I left off on, when was I? I think I was like February 26th. I don't know why that sticks in my mind, but I'm going to continue from there. And these are statements, COVID statements that Trump has made about COVID. Awesome for finding it. Thank you so much. Okay, I got to remember. Okay, I got to get in the voice. So just bear. Okay, here we go. We're going to vary substantially down, not up. That's February 26th. February 27th. One day, it's like a miracle. It will disappear. February 28th. We're ordering a lot of supplies. We're ordering a lot of elements that, frankly, we wouldn't be ordering unless it was something like this. But we're ordering a lot of different elements of medical. I can't take this guy. Who takes him seriously? Are you listening? I read that verbatim, people. How can anyone take him seriously? You know, this is the thing, okay? Okay, if you grew up in L.A., there's plenty of people on the street, anywhere. You can go downtown, you can go to Venice Beach, anywhere. And you will see people talking to themselves, screaming about whatever, God, devil, money. They'll be screaming. Would you go up to them and listen to what they say and follow behind them? No. What the hell? This is crazy, but anyway, let me continue. Okay, March 2nd. This is 2 days after his last statement.
You take a solid flu vaccine. You don't think that it could have impact or much of an impact on corona.
Now, that was a question. That was with a question mark behind it. I have no clue what this man is. I think that he just opens up his mouth and he just waits for stuff to come out. I don't think there's a thought in his head. And the problem is they put a live mic in front of a guy like that. He's like a professional wrestler that has no verb. He doesn't know how to grab the mic and take the mic and run with it. In front of a crowd, by the way. He's just, oh, God, anyway. Oh, this is the same day, March 2nd.
A lot of things are happening.
Uh-oh, that was bad. Hold on, let me. I got to get my flow. It's a flow I have for Trump. Damn, I can't get it.
There's a lot of things that are happening. A lot of very exciting things are happening. And they're happening very rapidly.
What did he just say, people? What did he just say? This is killing me. Okay, 2 days later, March 4th.
If we have thousands or hundreds of thousands of people that get better just by, you know, sitting around, not even going to work, some of them go to work, but they get better.
I dare anyone to try to make sense of this. I don't understand. I mean, I could read a book and understand and comprehend everything. I'm trying to do the impression. I'm trying. I don't know why. I guess I should have listened to my friend just wrote me. Do the impression. I'm trying. What do you think? You think this is my normal voice right here where I'm reading? I'm trying. I have to watch him. And I hate watching him, to be honest. I hate watching him. I kind of regurgitate my mouth every once in a while when I see him on TV and when I hear him speak because he's so moronic and stupid, and I just think, how many people voted for him? Anyway, we need to get rid of the electoral college. We really do. We need just a popular vote, simple as that. Because this whole, like, this state gets this many votes because they have this many people, it's bull. It's such bull. Anyway. Okay, here we go.
I never said people are better.
Okay, wait. Okay, so never is in giant letters.
I never said people that are feeling sick should go back to work.
The same day, March 5th.
The United States, has, as of now, only 129 cases and 11 deaths. We are working very hard to keep these numbers as low as possible. Now, it amazes me that on March 5th, if you think about how many cases we have now, 129 cases. That's when you should have been panicking. You know what I mean? I mean, you should have been doing something way before this. But it amazes me. This is what happens when you put a child in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? You can't put a child in the kitchen and tell them to cook dinner and not expect a grease fire. You know? I mean, this is what's going on. America has a grease fire going on. Anyway,
I think we're doing a really good job in this country and keeping it down. A tremendous job. And keeping it down, that's March 6th. Another statement on March 6th. Anybody right now and yesterday, anybody that needs a test, gets a test. They're there. And the tests are beautiful.
I'm sorry. His stupidity just smacks me in the face. And, oh, my God. And the tests are beautiful. What? Jesus, when is this country going to wake up? Please wake up. I don't want to have to go to Jamaica. You know what I mean? Well, my black ass will be in the Caribbean. I don't think I can do another 4 years. Seriously, like I'm telling you, if Trump gets reelected, I don't think I'm gonna be around. I don't know. Wait. I just got a statement. I have to read this. It's not as good as you making fun. Oh, wow. Okay. So, okay. All right. Okay. That's an inside joke. I thought I could read it on the air. I apologize. It's an inside joke. I'm going to have to go in a long explanation to explain it. Okay. But anyway, I stand corrected, my lady. I do. All right. So let's see. I left off at
the tests are beautiful. The tests are all perfect. Like the letter was perfect.
What letter is he talking about? I don't know.
The transcript was perfect, right? This was not as perfect as that pretty good, but pretty good.
This is three different statements he made. Oh, no, four. Well, he made four different statements. Okay. This is the third statement on March 6th.
I like this stuff. I really get it. People are surprised that I understand it.
Why would we be surprised that the American president understands anything? I mean, why? I'll continue reading. This guy just, when he talks, anyway.
Any one of these doctors said, how do you know so much about this?
Oh, my God. This is, okay, I'm stop. I'm sorry. I keep apologizing.
Maybe I have a different natural ability.
Oh, my God. Maybe I have a natural ability. Amazing, this dude.
How do you know so much about this? Maybe I have a natural ability. Maybe I should have done that instead of running for president.
You should have done anything other than run for president. How about that? Anything. Gardener, pilot. I wouldn't even know. I wouldn't want this dumbass pilot. No. Give him a gardener. Give him a janitor job. And just tape his mouth shut. Sew his lips closed. Ask the mouth if somebody has diarrhea. I said it. I went there. Last statement on Marshall.
I don't need to have the numbers doubled because of one ship that wasn't our fault.
Now, I don't know what that was a reference to. I'm assuming that meant like a cruise ship came in, and maybe this is back when they had that cruise liner and everybody on the boat was quarantined. And I think it was more than one, too, because I have a friend who knew somebody on a cruise ship, and they had quarantined on that ship also. So it was almost like, you know, that was the thing. Duty impression. I can't believe he said duty impression. What do you think I'm doing? This is not as good as last time, but I'm gonna have to redeem myself for sure because I'm not even liking my impression. Okay, last statement on March 8th. Oh no, I'm sorry. No, not the last statement. Second to last statement, March 8th.
We have a perfectly coordinated and finely tuned plan at the White House for our attack on coronavirus.
That was much better, right? Yeah, I'm winding up. I'm winding up at the end. Okay, listen to this. March 9th, final statement.
Just blindsided the world.
Oh my God. How do we go from this guy saying, like, oh, wait. Hold on. His first statement was back in, give me one second. His first statement was back in, okay, wait. Where is this? We have it totally, let me actually do it under his name, right, on the way he does it. Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to zoom in. It's so hard to zoom in. There we go. Okay.
We have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China. It's going to be just fine. Remember, that was what he was saying on January 22nd.
Amazing. And then not even what I'm talking, not even 6 weeks later.
This blindsided the world.
God, oh my God. I can't. I swear, you know, it's like, how much stupidity is enough for America? Have we gotten our fill for the next, like, 100 years with this last 4 years? I mean, Jesus Christ, people. Vote right. If you're not going to vote right, don't vote at all. Jesus, man. Just frustrated. Knuckleheads. Putting that dummy in office. Anyway, thank you for listening. DC's Black and White, No Gray Zone. That's what I do. I love doing that. And it's my favorite song. Take me back to where I grew up. Love you guys.
And now, the wondrous world of...
Hey, come to Los Angeles. You and your family can have peace and tranquility. You want to find me?
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
How to survive in South Central? A place where busting the gap is fundamental. No, you can't find this shit in a handbook. Take a close look at a rap crook. Rule number one, get yourself a gun. A nine in your ass will be fine. Keep it in your glove compartment, cause jackers, they love to start shit. Now if you're white, you can trust the police. But if you're black, they ain't nothing but beef. Watch out for the kill. Don't make a false move and keep your hands on the steering wheel. And don't get smart, answer all questions. And that's your first lesson on staying alive in South Central Kid. That's how you survive.
Hi, this is Linda King. Are you enjoying your stay in South Central Los Angeles? Or is somebody taking your thing? Have you witnessed the drive-by? Okay. Make sure you have your camcorder ready to witness the extracurricular activities on Blacks by the Lake. So you and your family can enjoy this trip over and over again.
Rule number two, don't trust nobody, especially a bitch with a hooker's spot. Cause it ain't nothing but a trap, and females will get the Jackson kidnapped. You'll wind up dead. Just to be safe, don't wear no blue or red, cause most niggas get got. In neither L.A., Compton, or Watts, pissed off black human beings. So I think you better skip the sightseeing, and if you're nothing but a mark, make sure that's in before dark. But if you need some affection, mate, make sure the bitch ain't a Section 8, cause if so, that's a monkey wrench hoe. And you won't survive in South Central.
Now you realize it's not always cracked up to be. You realize that it's fucked up. I mean, nothing like the shit you saw on TV. Palm trees and palm bitches. So I advise you to pack your shit and get the fuck on.
DJ Chili Chill, 13. Ayo, you, these motherfuckers don't know what time it is. So show these motherfuckers what's happening. Show these motherfuckers. Don't fuck around and stop fishing. God damn it. Rule number three, don't get caught up. Cause niggas aren't doing anything that's thought up. And they gotta fight on everything from dope to stolen merchandise. Read the term. Cause South Central LA is one big term. Wait for a brother like you to catch a disease. And start slanging keys to an undercover with a wrong brother. And they'll smother a out of town motherfucker. So don't take your life for granted. Cause it's the craziest place on the planet. And LA heroes don't fly through the sky stars. They live behind bars. Everybody's doing a little dirt. And it's the youngsters putting in the most work. So be alert, stay calm. As you enter the concrete Vietnam, you say the strong survive. Shit, the strong even die in South City.
Yeah, you bitches, you think I forgot about your ass, strap ass hoes. You better watch out. And for you so called crawler ass niggas, you know what time it is. South Central ain't no joke. You better keep your gat all behind, motherfucker. You better keep one in the same with nine in the clip, like Janet. And you and yo get got just like that. This ain't no joke, motherfucker. I don't want to see the size of the East, y'all.
Angeles.